USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The new White House coronavirus response coordinator is confident that the United States can get through the BA2 case surge.
Let's see where the next few months go. I'm concerned. I want to watch those numbers. But at this point, I remain confident that we're going to get through this without disruption.
Appearing on CNN's State of the Union, Dr. Ajit Jha noted that COVID-related hospitalizations are at their lowest levels of the pandemic. However, he stressed that health officials will continue to watch the numbers in case hospitalizations and death rates increase. Gas prices are remaining steady this weekend. AAA reporting Saturday's nationwide average for a gallon of regular cost $4.12 a gallon. This time last year, it cost $2.88 for a gallon of regular. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey everyone, this is Mike.
And this is Brian with Fellowship Home Loans. While it's true, interest rates are on the rise, the time to make a move has never been greater. Plus, with the value of your home likely going up, taking cash out now makes even more sense than ever.
With the market uncertainty, don't wait to get money to help with a remodel, pay off high interest credit card debt, or just put some money away for the future. Give us a call at 800-535-2779. That's 800-535-2779.
Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. If it's been a while since you've checked the value of your home, the time is now. Even if you've refinanced in the past, you can still save. Give us a call, 800-535-2779, 800-535-2779.
Online at fellowshiphomeloans.com. We're here to help during these crazy days. If in doubt about your options, let's talk. Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
There's an update regarding a man who set himself on fire in front of the U.S. Supreme Court on Friday.
A Colorado man who set himself on fire Friday evening in front of the U.S. Supreme Court in Washington has died. D.C. Metropolitan Police identified the man as 50-year-old Wynn Bruce. He was airlifted to a local hospital where he later succumbed to his injuries. It's not known why the man had set himself on fire. There was no further comment offered by Metropolitan Police. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Parts of New Mexico are under a state of emergency as raging wildfires force thousands to evacuate. Two wildfires east of Santa Fe have destroyed over 200 buildings, and a fire west of Tahoe has doubled in size to become the largest currently burning in the United States. New Mexico's governor telling reporters that New Mexico has 20 active fires driven by hurricane-force winds. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow Bath Sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
The crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues to be a dangerous one for everyone involved.
A Texas National Guard soldier is presumed dead after attempting to rescue two illegal immigrants in distress from the Rio Grande River along the border of Mexico. A Texas Army National Guard soldier assigned to Operation Lone Star has gone missing after trying to save illegal immigrants from drowning on Friday in Eagle Pass, Texas. As of Sunday morning, a woman's body has been discovered. The soldier has not. Body armor and a radio were found near the point where he entered the water. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
With the 2022 tax season coming to an end last Monday, taxpayers can expect more delays in getting their refunds as the IRS deals with a massive backlog of filings, staff shortages, funding, and a computer system that's 25 years old. IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig promised lawmakers that the backlog will be processed by the end of the year, but Democratic Congresswoman from California, Katie Porter, says that's unacceptable.
Many taxpayers waited 10 months or more for their refunds. Families need their tax refunds to pay their rent. Small business owners need their refunds to keep their doors open. It is their money, and the government should promptly return it to them.
Take us with you wherever you go by searching for USA Radio News wherever you get your podcasts. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.